Hello guys, welcome back to Bowlers in Pajamas and Nihar is here. So here I am today to talk about the nominees for the Player and Coach of the Year awards by UEFA. So before diving into it, let's discuss regarding the four categories which are awarded on 26th of this month when the group stage draw for the upcoming UCL campaign takes place. So the four categories which are given out by UEFA are Women's Coach of the Year, Women's Player of the Year, Men's Coach of the Year, and Men's Player of the Year. Yeah, so before discussing who the nominees are, we have to understand that UEFA actually gives out this Best Player or Best Coach Award based on only its Champions League campaign, and Europa League campaign, and Euros if conducted. As this is the year Euros took place and even Champions League took place, obviously with Europa League taking place. So I guess we will have a mix of performers who performed better in both the competitions, at least for the men's category. Whereas women's, I think it's solely based on the Champions League campaign, which happened last time around. So yeah, let's start with the Women's Player of the Year. We have three Barcelona players getting nominated in the top three by the names Jennifer Hermoso, Laiki Martins, and Alexia Putellas. I mean, it's not that surprising that three of the Barcelona feminine players are getting nominated here, because we all saw how the women Barcelona team performed at their peak last season around winning the treble and even demolishing Chelsea in Champions League women's final. So I think it shouldn't be any no-brainer. So the only imperative thing is that one of the Barcelona players is taking home this award. And going back to the Women's Coach of the Year, the three nominated managers are Luis Cortes from Barcelona, who left now, and Peter from Swedish national team, and Emma Hayes for Chelsea. So I guess, again, it doesn't make sense to look beyond the Barcelona's coaching staff from this point. And he is the obvious favorite to win the Women's Coach of the Year award. So before, yeah, so that's with the women's nominees. So let's go to the men's. So firstly, I would like to talk about the Men's Coach of the Year, because the three interesting nominees we have are Pep Guardiola for Manchester City, Roberto Mancini for Italy, and Thomas Tuchel from Chelsea. Yeah, so I really think these three managers are pretty good last time around. I mean, if you ask me on an overall season, including the league and domestic cups, I would really say Pep Guardiola over anyone, because he almost won the domestic treble. Almost, I mean, he won the double and he got knocked out in semi-final in FA Cup. And he also made it to the Champions League final, where they lost by a narrow margin by one goal. And yeah, I do consider Pep over Tuchel, because Tuchel actually finished fourth in the league. And they were lucky to finish fourth just because Leicester lost on the last match day. Though it wouldn't have mattered, as they won the Champions League and they would have got automatic qualification for this time around. And yeah, I also have to applaud the Roberto Mancini's work ethic with Italian team, because I guess they never lost in the last 4 years. Somehow, they even the matches they were losing, they made it a draw or took it to extra time and won by penalties or whatever it was. And they were the eventual Euro winners. But yeah, coming as I mentioned already, the criteria for selecting players or coaching staff for this award is solely based on the Euros, Champions League, and Europa League. Well, I'm omitting Europa League from this, because none of the nominees, all the 12 people who were nominated, none of them actually played in Europa League. So I'm just going to omit that. Yeah, so I think the only factor here which is crucial is Champions League and Euros campaign. So, I mean, we can really segregate with the player, because the player would have had played in both the competitions. But as we're talking about managers, I think we should give it to Italy here. I mean, Roberto Mancini for Italy. Because what a tremendous job he had done. I mean, the way he resurrected the team after 2018's World Cup. Italy missing the World Cup, I assume, last time around. And see now how they are dominant force in international football. They have demolished every good team around. And I guess he's the deserved winner overall, because I really couldn't floss with Mancini's Italian managerial career up till date. As I can say, I can point out that Chelsea lost in the FA Cup final and finished fourth in the league. And obviously, Pep lost the Champions League final. So I'm going with Mancini here. Well, let's go now to the men's player of the year nominees. We have Kevin De Bruyne, Jorginho, and N'Golo Kante. Well, it's a no-brainer that three of these players have played in Champions League final, with Jorginho winning two of them, including the Euros. To be frank, of these three nominated, Jorginho really had the least influence on the outcomes of any match. You have to consider that he missed a penalty in the penalty shootout in the final. Thanks to Donnarumma's heroic saves, Italy won that. Else, it would have been very crucial for them. Well, starting off with Kevin De Bruyne, I mean, he's a class player, man. I mean, I really love it. Never had any problem with him. Whenever he's fit, he's a threat and a treat to watch at the same time. Though the team you like is facing him. And Kante, obviously, because of the three consecutive man of the matches, awards, I mean, performances he kept in the UCL knockout stages against Real Madrid and Manchester City. That deserves an applause. And, well, sadly, his time with French outfit didn't go well, I assume, because they were knocked out in round of 16 and he really didn't have much of an influence in the group stages as well. So I guess that is a bit lacking for him. And obviously, Kevin De Bruyne was injured and he played with injury, I guess, half of the Euros. And sadly, Belgium couldn't make it to the later stages, to the semi-finals at least. And even that brings him down. And we have to also consider that he lost the Champions League final. So I guess the obvious winner amongst the nominated candidates is simple, Jorginho. He's going to win it because he's a Champions League winner and Euros winner. So that's my prediction. But I really feel sad that Haaland didn't get nominated, and even Lewandowski to an extent, but it's quite understandable that Norway didn't qualify for the Euros, and obviously Haaland lost half of his case over there. It didn't matter, even though he scored 10 goals in Champions League, and he's the top scorer, eventual top scorer of the CL last time. And even Lewandowski, though his domestic season is unparalleled last time around, but unluckily he got injured during that Paris Saint-Germain tie, and he is ruled out for the two legs, and eventually Bayern Munich was knocked out, and he only had 5 goals to show for. But still, it's an impressive achievement, I assume, because he scored 3 goals for Poland in the Euros group stage, and they were knocked out in the group stage itself. I mean, that's a sad thing, because almost like 3 out of 4 teams had a chance to qualify to the next round, and they got knocked out. I mean, that's a pretty sad thing. Well, so, I mean, yeah, we really can't blame them here because of their weak national teams. But that's how the sad reality is during an international tournament. Yeah, that international tournament is considered big. And for all of you who are wondering why Lionel Messi is not nominated, Lionel Messi is not nominated because Barcelona were knocked out in the round of 16 by PSG, though he had ended up with 5 goals, I assume. Well, it wouldn't have mattered much because obviously there were better players, and all the three who were nominated actually reached the final. And to top that, Lionel Messi is not an European, and he is an Argentine, and he played Copa America, and obviously his lack of participation in the European international tournament obviously hinders the chances for this specific award. But I for sure know that that won't be the case for the FIFA's best player and the Ballon d'Or, which are going to come ahead of this award. So guys, that's it. And please let me know in the comments, what do you guys think, who should win or who should be nominated, or regarding the coaches and the players. So that's it for today. Tune in for more content, and thank you. See you later, ballers.